The sight of these trucks always reminds us that winter is near, and the same is true of Christmas cards. Derek James has been considering a time when a Christmas card could have been a matter of life or death. Here is Tony Stimpson with the report from Derek James.
They were summoned from the hillside. They were called in from the glen. And the country found them ready at the stirring call for men.
They were beautiful cards, but if they stopped arriving, well, it often marked a tragic end. These were the embroidered postcards from sons, fathers, brothers, and friends serving in the First World War. An end to the cards followed by a knock on the door, and lives could be changed forever. Our boys went off to fight this bloody war with hope in their hearts. Many were convinced they would only be away for a few months, but so many never returned home. And among those who did were many who suffered terrible physical and mental scars. We can only imagine what life was like in those rat-infested and bloody trenches. The delightful cards were a beacon of light in a dark world. The first pictures on postcards in this country were published in 1894. They were known as court cards and were smaller than those today. By 1902, the standard size was introduced and the post office allowed one side of the card to be used for the illustration and the other for the message and address. Millions of cards were posted in the golden age of postcards during the early years of the past century. The embroidered cards were popular with our soldiers. The hand embroidery was often carried out by civilians in France and Belgium, and in this country by Belgian refugees. The many different designs were embroidered on rolls of silk and sent to Paris and other cities for assembly and distribution among the troops. Some featured the names of the various regiments, such as the Suffolk. Often the messages on the back just said, "From somewhere in France." They are a moving reminder of very different times, which must never be forgotten.
Lands are far away, the dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn the dark cloud inside out till the boys come home.
Thank you, Tony.